Studs. Studs.
Studs. All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. The two best of friends in all of radio, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. Nice to see you, dude.
Timmy, look at you, man.
New way of selling this show. Oh, so maybe you get off my back.
We're friends. I offered you some Skittles just before the show started. You said no.
I know, and then I looked at the Skittles, and I looked at you, and you're like, dude, I've lost weight. No, don't get down on me for eating candy. I never looked at you that way. Please.
I don't care, but you looked at, just, right, at the Skittles. Right. You rolled your eyes and looked tired. At my stomach.
All right, folks, listen to this. Joe Torre might be coming to Los Angeles to manage the Los Angeles Dodgers.
How about that?
And if the Dodgers F this up somehow, where Joe Torre is not the manager, I'm out.
Forever?
Are you serious?
Yes. Because what it tells me is they're not committed to winning. If you can get Joe Torre, he's 67 years old, still got about three, 4 good years before that ticker pops.
Absolutely. Just look at the last decade that he's had in New York City. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan. I grew up watching the Yankees. I can't believe the Yankees let him go.
He's been the Yankees manager for 12 years, and he took them to the playoffs.
I think every year.
Only 12 times.
Yeah. Postseason every year.
Every year. The Dodgers have not been to the World Series since 1988. Coming up next year, 20 years. 20 years!
Well, that'd be a great time to get Joe Torre in there, talking to the Dodgers about managing them the next 3 years or so. He's been out of a job for all of 2 weeks, and he's talking to the Dodgers about managing them. This from the New York Times. The Dodgers had a manager for next season, Grady Little, but his status changed in a telephone call yesterday.
Good.
As he and the club agreed to terminate their relationship.
Good.
As
so long.
Of the telephone call, a Major League Baseball official said, the Dodgers had not hired Joe Torre, but barring a breakdown in contract negotiations, they are expected to do so soon.
I have nothing against Grady Little. He's probably a great guy, great father, great grandfather. But
and knows the game. I mean, you know, he's not a slouch.
Well, then you could make a case that he doesn't. But he's not the kind of guy the Dodgers need. The Dodgers need to go back to a Tommy Lasorda. You know, when Grady Little was interviewed after a win or a loss, and you didn't know the score, and you just saw him interviewed.
Couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell whether the Dodgers won by 12 or lost by 12.
Torre's the same way.
I don't like that. I want a guy who's, firing off those F-bombs all the time, like Tommy Lasorda.
Right. Well, no, Torre doesn't get crazy. He's not like Billy Martin, you know. But
he will be out here.
I'll tell you what. What I can't understand is hitting this from the other side as a transplanted Southern Californian who grew up in the Bronx watching Yankee games, a big Yankee fan. I remember Joe Torre when he was with the Mets organization. Joe Girardi is the name of the guy replacing Joe Torre. He's got a 3-year deal, $7.8 million. That's his contract to manage the Yankees. And
that's an insult in and of itself.
Well, to Joe Torre. Joe Torre was making $7.5 million, and then
year.
Right. And then they offered Joe Torre $5 million to stay.
Right.
And he said, well, wait a minute. I brought you to the postseason every year for 12 years. How do we go from $7.5 million to $5 million? They said, well,
who needs that?
Joe said, let me see your calculator. They said, no, it's working. Now, listen to this, Conway. In addition, if Joe Torre is hired, more than one baseball official has been told he will bring with him to Los Angeles
Rodriguez.
No, Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly, to be his bench coach.
Oh, all right, interesting. And A-Rod might come with him, too, because A-Rod is tired of the scrutiny and the press and the pressure of playing in New York. He doesn't need the money anymore, and he's tired of these guys beating him up all the time.
Now, wouldn't this be for A-Rod? This would be his fourth, right? Seattle he played, and then he played
Texas, didn't he?
Yeah, Seattle, Texas, and then New York.
He played in Seattle, I don't know.
Yeah, he did. I would bet you $1,000 that A-Rod played in Seattle at some point.
All right. Joe Torre, he's going to bring Don Mattingly with him.
And Don Mattingly used to be, Conway, he used to play first base for the Yankees for so many years. And Don Mattingly is one of the greatest hitters, I think, in the history of baseball. And he was the hitting coach for a long time for the Yankees. And Mattingly was being groomed, it was thought, for a long time to take over for Joe Torre, and it was apparently a really tough thing when they told Don Mattingly that he had to give up the position of hitting coach to be bench coach because he likes to the buzz on Mattingly is he likes to teach. He likes to instruct. He likes to show guys how to hit. I know a thing or two about the Yankees.
All right. All right. But this will prove every sports organization is they have a defining moment, whether they want to be a winning organization or you just want to, you know, be the Clippers. And every organization has that moment. You know, Magic Johnson, getting Magic Johnson and signing him to a huge deal.
Yep.
Showed everybody that the Los Angeles Lakers were interested in winning championships. They did the same thing with Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal.
And maybe the Chicago Bulls are about to have that moment with Kobe.
Yeah, now it looks like the Detroit Pistons might be interested
as well. Yeah.
But every organization has, you know, they drag out that checkbook and they put their money where their mouth is. And they sign the best team of players as well as the best organizational skills. The guys with the best organizational skills. And if these Dodgers F this up where they don't get Joe Torre,
right.
I swear to God, I'm out.
Well, listen to the
I'm not going back.
The other side of the coin is this, and I think this is an interesting perspective from the New York Times, from the sports pages today. It says, in Joe Torre's case, should he take the Dodgers job, he will do so at potentially great risk to his reputation.
Who cares?
Joe Torre's reputation has never been better. Although the Yankees didn't win the World Series in Torre's last seven seasons as their manager, they won four in his first five seasons. They played in six World Series in his first 8 years, and they played in the postseason in all of his 12 seasons, as we just said. Furthermore, his breakup with the Yankees enhanced the fans' feelings for him and has elevated him to a godlike status.
Right.
By managing the Dodgers, he runs the risk of ruining his record and his renown. Should he fail to direct the Dodgers to the playoffs, critics could reconsider his Yankees years and suggest that he won in those years because of the monstrous payrolls that George Steinbrenner provided.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, gang, if the Dodgers don't sign Joe Torre, have you had enough? 520-9710. That's our main number here in Los Angeles and in Southern California. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We'll take some of your calls and also remind you, the Academy and Jail, real drama, starting tonight at 8. It's on right now on Channel 13.
Hey, buddy, do you know what Grady Little made, what his salary was?
I do not know. Does it say in there?
No, I'm looking for it because
I bet it wasn't much.
Because Joe Torre is going to want to bring his prestige west for more than he was making as Yankee coach. I mean, he's making $7.5 million.
He earned $45 million in the last 8 years.
Yeah, and
wow.
He's now 67.
Look at that! Look at that kind of money.
And you know who one of his best friends in the world is?
Who?
Rudy Giuliani.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
They're real tight.
Maybe Rudy will be out here when he's president and throw that first pitch, you know?
I'm sure that would happen, actually.
I hope hope it happens.
It says here the Dodgers' payroll is not meager. At about $124 million this season, the Dodgers had the third highest payroll in the major leagues, but they were still about $90 million below the Yankees. When you think about how much money the Yankees spend.
$90 million more, almost double what the Dodgers spend.
We talked a little bit about that luxury tax and the caps with Jim Hill last night, but those Yankee organization, it doesn't matter how much a good team costs, they will always pay it.
Mark my word, if the Dodgers do not sign Joe Torre, I'm done.
Now, when you say done, Tim,
I'm not into it anymore. I can't go 20 years. I'm not like a guy that grew up in Boston, you know, that can handle 30, 40, 50, 86 years of S. I can't do it.
Can't do it?
No. Too long. Too effing long. And I'll move over to the Angels.
Well, they're hot.
And I'll start rooting for those Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Well, you were rooting for them very recently.
Yes, I was. And you guys will lose a lifelong Dodger fan. I remember 1969, I went to my very first game. My dad took me when I was 6 years old. He took my friend and Paul, another friend of mine in school. And it was bat night. I got a little tiny bat.
Oh, that's great.
They don't do anymore because a-holes kept throwing them at people. But back then, people were responsible.
Right.
And I remember sitting up in the, I think in the orange section, maybe it was the blue section. And, I think we were in the blue section. Well, my dad was tight with the
he was
the credit card.
Those were the Carol Burnett years, weren't they?
No, 69 were post McHale's Navy and his own show at the time.
So he had a few bucks.
Yeah, I don't know why Dad didn't. I don't know why we're sitting in those yellow seats, man. Now that I think about it, I got to ask him that one day.
Yeah, well, don't embarrass him.
And then, so anyway, 1969, I went to see the Astros play the Dodgers, and the Dodgers won 3-2. It was my first Dodger game ever. And since then, I've been a huge fan. Went through all the years with Garvey, Say, Lopes, Russell, whole infield.
Those were great years.
Pedro Guerrero, the Hershiser era.
How about Fernando?
Fernando Valenzuela. I was at the first game Fernando Valenzuela ever pitched at Dodger Stadium.
Really?
It was a day game on opening day. I believe it was 1980 or 1981. And I believe it was 1980. Maybe an 81. And saw the opening, the first start, and Fernando went like 10-0 that year.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think he won like his first 10 games. He's throwing that that unbelievable pitch that nobody could hit. It was, what the hell he was throwing? It was like a backwards curveball.
Oh, really?
And I can remember what the hell they called it. But if they screw this up, I'm done.
Well, look, here's the thing. You know, you and I have had different, me growing up on one coast, you on the other. You know, my dad took us to Yankee games. Your dad took you to Dodger games. I understand completely. See, I'm not a huge sports fan, but when it comes to baseball, I've never had any feelings of inadequacy because I grew up a Yankee fan, the winningest team in the history.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, so we had World Series left and right. It didn't matter.
Are you still a Yankees fan?
I'm a very casual fan, but I definitely am still, like, if I'm flipping around and I see the Yankees are playing, I'll watch the game. You know, something like this, firing Joe Torre, like, that got my attention. Where will he go? I'm interested in that.
Right, but you don't have a tattoo on your back.
I certainly do not.
Right.
I have, I'll tell you, when the Yankees were in the World Series against the Padres in 98, right? Was it 98? Yeah, I think it was 98. Ticket brokered. I went to a broker and got a pair of tickets and went down to San Diego to watch the Yankees win the World Series.
Listen,
so I'm a pretty decent fan. But look, the Dodgers.
Enough with the Yankees, though. The Yankees are, but who cares?
Well, you care.
No, Los Angeles. No, people hate the Yankees.
You want their manager.
Listen, I want their manager. I love watching the Yankees lose.
Look, you want their manager. So I understand completely why Dodger fans would want Joe Torre, because Joe Torre is, I would assume, in the last decade, the winningest manager.
It's got to be.
In the last 12 years, certainly in the history of Major League Baseball.
Be.
So you guys want him bad, and I think you might get him. And you might get Don Mattingly, too.
Good. Absolutely.
And you're going to start wearing pinstripes to work.
Get the hell out of here, dude. They're never going to go pinstripes. But I remember, Bobby Welch striking out Reggie Jackson, the 77 World Series, 78 were both depressing. Then the Dodgers won it all in 81. They won again in 88, and since the Dodgers won in 1988 and Kirk Gibson hit that home run against the Oakland A's, nothing. They have not been to the World Series in 20 years. So the kids that were born when the Dodgers won the World Series are now in their second or third year of college.
Yeah, but what do you make of this point in the sports section of the New York Times that really suggests that Joe Torre should be careful to not get the Dodgers stink on him? I mean, that's really...
Get out of here, dude.
That's what it suggests. It says Joe Torre's reputation has never been better. He shouldn't risk it. And the suggestion is that if he goes to another team that's not the Yankees, and it is specifically the Dodgers, you know, they have some stink on them, and they...
Well, what stinks about the Dodgers? Why don't you sit here in Los Angeles on the air, and you tell us what stink you Yankee fans have towards these Dodgers.
I like the Los Angeles
Dodgers.
You're a
big Yankees fan.
I'm reading from the New York Times. Here's what the article says.
Hey, listen. Joe Torre...
Well, hold on a second. Torre's reputation has never been better. I didn't make this up. I'm reading
it. I heard what you
said
the first time.
Although the Yankees didn't win, by managing the Dodgers, he runs the risk of ruining his record and his renown. Period.
Babo. Right. All right. Well, then The guy who wrote that's an idiot. Murray Chass wrote that?
Yeah, I didn't say that, dude. But, you know, so maybe if you're Joe Torre, you're sitting in New York tonight going, well, do I need
this? He's probably
this?
Out here now.
Already?
Yeah, he's probably out meeting with the Dodgers. And they have an opportunity to do something here to get this organization back on track. And if they don't do it, I will become the Dodgers' worst enemy. They're no longer with CBS. So I don't have to be careful on what I say about these guys because they used to be with KFWB, and I used to run into these clowns in the parking lot who were doing Dodger talk and these Dodger games because KFWB is right above us. And the Dodgers have moved back to KBC, thank God, And now we can, you know, I swear, and I know the guy, you know, owns the organization. And I'm telling you, you got to step up here and make the right decision for this team and for this city.
How much would you spend on Joe Torre if you were running the Dodgers?
Whatever he wants. If he wants $7.5 million a year, give it to him.
What if Joe Torre is right now at Dodgers Stadium? What if he is in the executive suites and he's saying, or his agent is saying, look, Mr. Torre commanded $7.5 million. You saw what he did for the Yankees.
Right.
He's a New Yorker at heart.
Give it to him.
He wants $10 million to move west to coach the Dodgers.
Give it to him.
He needs a $30 million 3-year deal.
Write him the check tonight.
All right. I'm just checking your...
Give this guy the money.
I was a gut
check.
Show
him the money.
All right. We'll see if it happens.
And get this organization back on track, because Dodger fans are not as patient as Boston fans and Chicago fans.
That's true. Or Cubs fans.
And I know...
Yeah, right.
I ran into the guys who used to do Dodger Talk here. And again, I run into them in the parking lot. And they said when they did Dodger Talk for about an hour after the game, right? They would talk to, you know, fans of the Dodgers. And I can never say this on the air because they're our sister station.
Right.
And people, I didn't feel comfortable talking about it.
People would call in after the game and
nobody
stuff.
Called.
Nobody called.
These guys out in the parking lot say nobody's calling.
Really?
Nobody called.
That's funny.
Nobody calls the Dodger Talk because the Dodgers aren't that interesting. And you've got to do it for Vin Scully. You know, Vin Scully's not going to be around for, you know, 20 or 30 more years.
Yeah, World Series call from him would be great, too.
Yeah, he's been with the Dodgers since about, I think, 1954.
No, I think it's 1870.
Yeah. He's been with them for more than 50 years. And this guy deserves a championship.
But I have a question for you, and then we'll get to the calls here because we do have calls. You know more about baseball than I do. If you hire Joe Torre and he brings Don Mattingly, and you know he's got a little unit going, and he's you know, don't you have to do more? Don't you have to?
Oh yeah, he does it though. You know, take the responsibility of building that team and the general manager. And give it to Joe Torre and see what he can do. That's what the Ducks did. They surrounded the entire organization with one guy. He used to play for the Philadelphia Flyers.
One decision maker.
Yeah, one guy made all the decisions.
The decider.
And the Ducks.
Yes, I know the Ducks have done
the
well.
The Ducks win the Stanley Cup.
The Ducks have
the
done
Kings
well.
Have been trying down there for, I've been going for 30 years. And these Ducks put it together pretty quickly after Disney sold them. And they did it with one guy. So, come on with the Dodgers. You got to make the right decision here.
And also, if you're going to pay money for Joe Torre, Dodgers should be prepared to spend a few extra bucks on their players too.
Doesn't
right?
matter. Yeah, spend the money on the and then charge us more to go to the game. As long as they're winning, I don't care. Joey in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Hey, yeah, you know, I'm going to be a lifelong Dodger fan, but I'm going to have to get rid of this show if I got to hear Whitman pop off about his precious Yankees every 2 minutes.
No, dude, all I said, buddy, is that Joe Torre is, I agree with Tim, that Joe Torre is a great manager and that they should hire Joe Torre. And all I said is, growing up in New York, I know what it's like to be a fan of a winning baseball
again
team.
Again with the Yankees.
Yeah, no, enough. I'm with you. Enough with the Yankees. Jeff in Burbank, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
You guys don't like the Yankees so much, you're begging for their manager.
Oh, please. When Joe Torre was in California long before he was in a Yankee uniform.
Well, that is true.
And by the way, I could manage a team that spend $250 million on their player.
Oh, so then they don't need Joe Torre.
No. I'm just saying, dude. You are, you know, one of these, you know, we're better than everybody because we're a Yankees fan.
No, wait a minute. But if you just said you could manage a team that spends
Let's see what Joe Torre has. Put him here in Los Angeles.
Well, you seem to suggest that it's not him. It's the 250. It's the salary cap.
A little of both.
All right.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, you guys. Yeah, am I still on here?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay, listen, I was born the year the Dodgers came from New York to Los Angeles. I was raised a Dodger fan. Current ownership got me away from being a fan. If they can get Torre out here now, I'm back in Dodger blue.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude.
I was a season ticket holder for a number of years through my business. And, I mean, I was on the umpiring crew at Dodger Stadium this past summer in the RBI World Series. You know, love the stadium.
Yeah, man.
I'd like to get back there, but they need somebody like Torre.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Francisco and Downey, you're on 97.1.
How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, man, that Whitman, man, he's pissing me off with that Yankee talk.
Dude, all I said was that I grew up going to Yankee games, hold on.
People don't want to hear that.
I don't get an F what they want to hear. If we're talking about baseball, don't sit here and S on the Yankees and then beg for their manager. Don't say you don't like the Yankees, Tim.
I can't stand the Yankees.
You just
I can't stand Yankee fans either.
The Yankees
you
suck.
Jackass.
Not for the last 12 years under Joe Torre, the Yankees didn't suck. The Yankees didn't suck in the 1970s when I was a kid. The Yankees didn't suck. If the Yankees suck so bad, why are you guys sitting there praying to God that you get their manager? You don't like the Yankees. You want to
kiss my ass.
You want a Yankee. You want a Yankee.
All right, Joe Torre might be coming to the Los Angeles Dodgers. If the Dodgers screw this up, I'm done. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Coming back is going to be a very, very well-known sports reporter talking about the Joe Torre situation here. So you got to listen to what that guy has to say. It's a true pro. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Joe Torre could be meeting with the Los Angeles Dodgers as we speak. And here to talk more about it is the only guy on the planet who knows more about sports than I do. Is Steve Grad from KFWB or KNX, one of those
stations.
What did
you say? Yeah. You said Brand X. We cannot say that. Oh, wait, we're all friends. We're all owned by the same people. And who does own us? I don't even remember who owns
CBS.
Us anymore. Yeah, who owns CBS?
Are you
CBS
with KNX
nowadays?
Or KFWB?
Now, please.
You go, why do you guys get so pissed when we don't know?
You're upsetting the man. He is with KNX 1070 Sports.
Okay. All right. What's happening with Joe Torre?
The Warner Brothers station back in the...
Okay. Who? What's happening with Joe Torre?
Joe Torre wants to work for the Dodgers. You know, he used to do Angel Games. So he used to live down here. He used to broadcast Angel Games.
Is that right?
That's right. Way
been
back
living
on TV.
This guy's like 90 years old
no,
for
he's
all
67.
The stuff he's done.
He's 67. Perfect. He's in the limelight with the media. He's got a fairly good team with lots of money,
right?
And he can do no wrong.
Now, will the Dodgers open up that checkbook and bring these players in?
Players. They've opened the checkbook, but they haven't spent wisely.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, a dead arm pitcher here and there.
You say, Steve Grad, he can do no wrong, but did you see the piece in the New York Times today that suggests not just the Dodgers, but any team, that if Joe Torre, after these unbelievably successful 12 years with the Yankees, goes to any team, he runs the risk of ruining a stellar reputation?
I'm talking about in Los Angeles. He can do no wrong after what the Dodgers have had.
Right, because the Dodgers don't care if they win or lose.
Well, no, not that, but what they've done. Over all these years. You know, what they've done. They haven't done much.
Right. Where were you? How old were you 20 years ago?
How old was I 20 years ago? I was back in my 60s.
All right. No, seriously, how old were you?
I was in my 60s.
All right. How old were you?
In 20 years ago, what are you referring to, though? What
20 years ago, how old were you?
When the Dodgers...
You're as difficult as Gina when we ask her questions. That must run in your family. Nobody has a direct answer in that family.
I'll tell you why. Because I have a persona. Like the old comedian Andy
Klein. You don't
tell
anybody how old you are?
Like Sparky Anderson. I tell everybody I'm older than I am. I tell everybody I'm way older than I am, and you can't ruin that.
All right.
I'm so old, I remember Peg Leg Bates on the Ed Sullivan show.
Listen, 20 years
ago.
What's
Ed Sullivan?
I was 24 years old when the Dodgers won the World Series. I'm 44 now.
Mm-hmm. Well, gee,
you
don't look it.
You were 15
years? Yeah, I was, 14, 15. Right.
You're 14 years old when the Dodgers won the World Series.
15.
Jerry, you weren't even born, were you? No, you were what? 4 years old? 5 years old.
Wait, what year was it?
It was 1981. 1988.
88, I was 6.
So you don't remember it.
I got to tell you what happened. You know the famous...
Guy was 6 years old.
Kirk Gibson home run that day. You know,
yeah, I remember that.
You know where I was that day, literally? Seriously?
I was at the Kings game.
So was I. I was doing the Kings Flyers game. On Sports Channel, USA.
That's where I was.
I was broadcasting the game with Herb Brooks.
And that's back when nobody, there was no TV set, and everybody had radios, and there was all of a sudden you could just hear the people starting to talk about it.
We didn't know what was going on. Everybody starts screaming at the old forum. We're doing the game, and they're screaming at the forum.
And the Flyers won like 6-1 or something.
Yeah, but the point was, why were we had to find out that the Dodgers had just won a World Series game?
And Jay Wells got in a huge fight in that game as well.
I can't believe you were at that game. Why didn't you say hello?
I was at that game.
You could have waved to me up in the press box.
I wasn't talking to 60-year-olds back then. All right, Steve Grad is with us.
I haven't answered one question about the Dodgers.
I know. What's happening with the Dodgers here? Are they going to pay this guy? Are they having talks with him right now?
Right this minute, how would I know? I mean, but today, over the last few days, yes, of course. The funny
and
thing was,
who talks with him? It's
Coletti, and then McCourt has to give the okay.
All right, so McCourt doesn't meet with him.
He will. Of course he will. He's the owner. It's his money. That's the bottom line.
Right.
But Ned Coletti has to do it.
And how much of his money do you think it is?
Oh, if his money is part to the investors? Look, it's the fans' money. Don't forget, they're making a lot of money.
Right, but I'm asking you, Joe Torre.
What are they going to pay him?
Joe Torre does, what, a three-year deal for how much?
You know, not as much as the Yankees would have paid him. And he doesn't have to get as much as the Yankees would have paid him because his pride is already taken care of. He left them, and now he's going to come out here, at least of what he was making with New York.
$7.5 million.
Guess what? You know what Grady was making?
No.
$660,000, among the smallest.
And you know what? It shows, too. That guy, I tell you, that guy made me so effing crazy because we were talking about this before you came down here. The guy, you never knew on a post-Dodger game press conference.
News conference. Press is for the cleaners or for newspapers.
You never, ever knew if the Dodgers won by 12 or lost by 12. The guy had the same face, that same sour puss, and that and that southern accent that drove me crazy.
You know what? That's a good thing, though. Gotta have an even keel.
Nah, get out of here. I want Lasorda, who uses the F word with you guys when you ask him stupid questions.
Yeah, that's always fun. That's great.
The what word?
The F word, the big one. You remember, what was the tape?
My buddy Paul Holden. He's upstairs with us.
Who's the guy that asked him about Kingman's home run? It was Paul?
Paul.
It was so great. Dave Kingman
with
goes out and he hits, like, I think three home runs against the Dodgers.
Right.
Was it three?
I thought it was four,
four
maybe.
Four home runs?
In one game.
Yeah. And somebody asked him after the game, so what did you think about Kingman's performance today? And Lasorda went ballistic.
It's a famous tape. It's circulating.
Yeah, he went ape-ass with the F words. What the F do you effing think I effing think about this?
It's one of the classics. But you know what I worry about for the Dodger fans, truly? And I'm very serious about this. See, if you're from out here, you're spoiled a little bit. Oh, we haven't won a World Series since 88.
No, we haven't been in it since 88. I just want to be in the... when's the last time they were in the National League Championship
game?
Well,
here's the problem. There's a thing that goes around Major League Baseball, no joke. This is not a joke. Called the Cub Factor. And the team with the most ex-Cubs or Cub... people around them.
6 degrees of separation
from
the Cubs.
Right. Have the most, at least a chance of getting to the World Series.
Right.
Ned Coletti is a Cub.
Oh, hell.
No, it's true. I mean, he came from the Giants, but before that, he was with the Cubs for years
and
years.
Then get rid of him, too.
Steve Grad of KNX 1070 Sports. My friend Tim Conway Jr. here, after a moment ago, I mean, literally having like an on-air, like orgasming over Joe Torre coming to
Yes, I wanted him here.
Okay. Then he said... And I paraphrase, give me $250 million. I could manage that team. So it begs the question, how important is the manager?
Very important.
Right. It is very important. However, if I was given $250 million to put together a team, I'd put together a decent team.
But you mean the general manager or the manager?
If somebody gave me a check for $250 million and says, go out and buy players for next year.
So you know what? You couldn't even get A-Rod.
I could put together a decent team.
You couldn't get A-Rod.
That's not true. I could get A-Rod.
Not enough. He's going to get more than that.
No, you pay him. No, I'm talking about for one season.
By the way,
for one season.
By the way,
that's what the Yankees spend.
I said on the air, and Tim wasn't sure, but I swear A-Rod played for Seattle at one point.
Of course he did.
Okay, very good.
With Randy Johnson and Junior Griffin.
Right.
They were all
in
on
Texas,
that team.
Did he start with Texas?
No, came to the Rangers later.
Right.
That's where he got that big contract from Hicks.
Yeah, half a billion or $250 million?
Yeah, they were still paying the Yankees for part of that salary. That's why Steinbrenner was happy to do that.
All right, Steve Grad is with us. Do you have to go back?
Eventually. I've got a show in about 14 minutes from now.
I've got
a few minutes.
14 minutes. All right, hold on.
I can make something up there, like on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and they used to make up the news. I can make something up.
Look at you guys upstairs. By the way, thank God the Dodgers have left KFWB. So now I'd have to run into these clowns in the parking lot and talk to them about sports all the time.
Who, the Dodger people?
Nah, the guys who were, like, this station, you know, when KFWB and the Dodgers had a relationship, there were a lot of Dodger people around. Right?
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean, Dodger people.
Right, and it was uncomfortable because you can't really get down on the team when they're in the parking lot and they're in the building and everything. Now they've moved over to KBC, I can say what I want.
Right.
Jeff and Chino, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Steve Grad is with us from KNX Sports.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Tim, were you a big Tom Lasorda fan? Obviously you were, right?
Huge, yeah.
Okay, well, how long after the 88 World Series was Lasorda coaching?
I mean, stuck around for, I think, until 1995 or 96.
Right. He didn't break 94? Into the World Series after that either, after 88.
Yeah, I understand. But hey, dude, he brought them, he won two World Series in 10 years with the Dodgers.
Right.
You know, you can't get down on him for that. I mean, in 1981 and 1988, he wins the World Series.
No, I'm not getting down on it. But my point is that I personally don't think the manager has that big of an influence.
All right. Well, then maybe you should not go to the game anymore because you don't know it.
Now, what is the likelihood, Steve Grad?
Jesus Christ. The manager has nothing to do with it. God almighty. That's what's so goddamn wrong about sports fans here in Los Angeles.
You know, if I said half the words you said upstairs, I would be joining half the guys that were...
But it's a whole unit. It's like Joe Torre. He's got Don Mattingly. You know, they say that he'll bring Don Mattingly with him. I wonder if you think that's likely. I mean, he'll bring a whole unit with him. He's probably got a cohesive, crew he'll bring.
His coaching staff.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a good trivia question for the Dodger diehards. Who is the only Dodger manager in history to pitch for the Kansas City Athletics?
Walter Alston?
And never win a game.
Walter Alston?
No, but you're warm.
Lasorda? Is it Lasorda?
0-4.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
Now, there's something when you get all tankered up and you want to make a guy a bet, you'll do it.
Okay.
Make sure none of your listeners know, because they've heard, too.
All right, Steve Grad's got to go back upstairs and work his ass off up there with the KNX. They're on 1070. And he does AM. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't know who has an AM radio anymore, but if you got
and
one.
And HD.
If you got one, turn
got
to
one
1070.
Of those HD radios?
You guys did a great job with the fires, by the way.
Thank
Didn't hear
you.
Much of you, though.
No, that was good. That was good because we're. And they killed the commercials.
Yep.
I give our station. No, I'm serious.
Yep.
I
for how long?
Lot.
How long did they kill the commercials for?
Over a day.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
And seriously. And that's really good.
Station did a great
that's
job.
That's what news is supposed to be like.
Is that why they move people out of?
What's that?
Is that why they move people out of there? No commercials?
You know what? You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Not KNX necessarily, our whole industry. Two guys. Both sides of the aisle. Reagan and Clinton, the anti-antitrust. Remember? I might be in trouble. Radio and TV used to be one radio, one television, one AM, one FM, one newspaper in each town.
Right.
There's 25 owners in LA. 25 radio owners in
right.
LA.
Right.
And now everybody says, well, there's thousands of stations. Well, there are, but they're owned by three guys. But
three owners, yeah.
Yeah, can't do that.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well,
you're a good liberal.
Yeah, he's probably not
liberal. I'm on both sides.
That's an economically liberal
position.
I'm on both sides.
No, you're not. I'm
on both sides. I'm for normal thinking people. Right. It depends on the issue.
Nah,
hey, look, the Telecommunications Act that was Bill Clinton, and I think he made the wrong decision.
Sure, he did. And so did Reagan when he started
right,
it.
Steve,
both sides.
Don't BS everybody. We know where you stand politically.
Hang him high.
You're on the right.
Hang
side.
Hang him high. Hang him. What's this? Jaywalking? Cut off his arms.
All right,
hang him high.
Steve, can you take us to commercial KNX style?
and put a Kobe tease in there. Put a tease in about Kobe. Here we go.
Yeah, Kobe.
And
got
please mention us in the throat of commercial.
Give him some music, Jerry.
All right, here we go. This is we have a take me out of the ballgame or the cheering of the crowd
Tell
or
me
the
when.
Or the organ playing. Yeah, we got something for Steve Grad here.
He's going to and do the lockout. You'll do the whole KNX lockout, which I think has changed a little bit, hasn't it?
They go back and forth.
Oh, here we go.
But by the way, Gina, do your homework. Oh, wait, that's 20 years ago. Kobe Bryant got a smattering of boos. In fact, a lot of booing today when he was introduced. Sports! At 20 and 50 minutes past each hour, Steve Grad, KNX 1070 on Free FM.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we have a Name That Tune segment that's going to knock your socks off.
Well, this is very interesting because I did not even know we were doing this tonight, so apparently...
Well, we didn't want you to tell you in advance... Because then you start, manipulating.
That's totally untrue.
And you start bitching.
Every time there's
You do start bitching about it,
Every
though.
Time there's a Name That Tune competition,
Brian.
The contestants know before the show that it's coming. I get here and I'm told that I have to compete.
All right, so if you lose today, that's the reason why.
No, I'll win.
All right. All right, so at 10 o'clock, we have...
who do I have to take
name
out?
Name That Tune. And at 9 o'clock, a great Halloween horror story. And not H-O-R-R-O-R.
Who am I taking out at 10 o'clock? Who do I have to...
I think it's Randy Wang.
Oh,
all right,
precious.
Los Angeles might be getting...
Precious.
Joe Torre to manage the ball club. And you know what? Even if they do get Joe Torre, and perhaps maybe the first year the Dodgers don't do well,
right.
At least the Dodgers are saying that we give an F.
Right. Making a statement.
Yes. And every organization goes through that. The LA Kings went through it when they hired, when they brought on Wayne Gretzky. They took Wayne Gretzky out of Canada, which was the biggest national story in Canadian history.
And in Canada, it was like all they talked about, right?
It was the lead story on all three newscasts, national newscasts, and it was the only story on one national newscast for the entire half hour.
Amazing.
I mean, that is like the Babe Ruth of hockey.
Right, sure.
I think he has 96 records. And when Wayne Gretzky stopped playing for the Kings and retired from hockey altogether, I think he had 96 records. And two of the records were, one, the guy with most records.
Right.
That was one of them.
Right.
And two, him and his brother have a record for most goals and most assists in the NHL as brothers.
Right.
Guess how many goals and assists his brother had? Zero. Zero goals and zero assists.
Okay.
That's how great this guy was, Wayne Gretzky. Yeah. And I got to see him. I got buzzed a couple of times.
That's a great story that you'd go
watching
to
him.
Yeah, watch Wayne Gretzky.
It was like when my grandfather used to tell me stories of watching Babe Ruth or some of the old guys that used to play for the Cleveland Indians. And, you know, he would brag about, going and watching Babe Ruth and in football games like Gale Sayers and way back, guys are legends in the game.
Right.
And this is like watching it, Wayne Gretzky. But anyway, the Dodgers have an opportunity to step up here and show Southern California that they want to compete for the World Series title in 2008 and beyond.
I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
As we are just about an hour away from the showdown with Randy Wang, where is he? I mean, Jerry's putting together the music. Is he in there listening to it? I mean, I haven't seen this guy for an hour and a half.
See, this is why we don't do it. I mean, this is why we should stop doing it, too, because you set it up where you can't lose. You'll complain that you didn't know about it. You complain about the names of the songs.
But, Tim, I was told
you'll
it was Wednesday.
You complain about the rules of the game.
But, dude, I was told it was Wednesday.
I know, but we changed it to Tuesday.
But nobody told me.
Because we have a big Halloween show. We got Kenny Kingston coming in tomorrow.
But nobody told me.
We told you that at 7 o'clock tonight, you were told, or 7:30.
Yep, when I got here. So that's kind of unfair.
All right. Well, then, big deal. If you lose, you lose. Fred in Simi Valley, you're on 97.1.
What's up, Baboos? How are you?
All right.
Hey, I got two words for you. It all went downhill with these two words: Rupert Murdoch and Kevin Brown.
I mean, I know that Kevin Brown deal was unbelievable.
That's when they lost all respect and all just.
Yeah, I mean you're right. That's why a family's got to run the organization. Who cares when you turn it into a corporate deal?
They should have nixed that right from the beginning and never let Rupert Murdoch get involved. He was never close to a baseball guy.
Yeah, do you remember that deal that Kevin Brown signed where that his family was to be flown on like six or seven road trips?
Have his, like 10 flights a year.
On a private plane.
How weird.
And then when he stayed at a hotel, he wouldn't stay with the Dodgers if the rooms weren't classy enough. He would stay at the Ritz-Carlton. He wouldn't even stay with the team if the rooms didn't have a suite.
His teammates must have loved him.
Oh, they hated this guy.
The funny thing is he was the greatest, one of the greatest pitchers heading straight to the Hall of Fame until he hits the Dodger team.
I know. He'll be lucky to be let in the Hall of Fame now as a guest.
Well, that's what they're speculating about Joe Torre, that he must be thinking tonight, I could be done now. I'm 67. I could be finished with these 12 great years. Or I could go and...
Yes, Brian.
All right, the top 10 list with David Letterman coming up. Also, at 9 o'clock, we've got the news. Then shortly after that, a great topic on whores, Halloween whores.
Halloween whores.
And not H-O-R-R-O-R. And then at 10 o'clock, the battle of the band, the biggest battle we have on the show. Name that tune.
The Battle of the Titans.
With Brian Whitman going up against Randy Wang. So we got a whole night full of fun for you, so stick around. It's the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Doing 80s and 90s music. Hits. Only hits, Jerry. Whoa.